Numbers chapter 12, verses 9 to 12. Judgment falls. God has summoned Miriam and Aaron, and they have to step forward. And he has spoken to them in the sternest and strongest and clearest of terms. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And taking up at verse 9, the anger of the Lord burned against them, and he left them. As it were, he turned on his heel and left them. But he didn't leave them empty. He didn't leave them untouched. When the cloud lifted from above the tent, there stood Miriam, leprous. Some skin disease, it may not have been leprosy, some skin disease, like snow she was. Aaron turned towards her and saw that she had this skin disease. And he said to Moses, "Please, my Lord, do not hold against us the sin we have so foolishly committed. Do not let her be like a stillborn infant coming from its mother's womb, with its flesh half eaten away." Numbers 12, verses 9 to 12. Judgment falls. Now, this is all extraordinary, of course, yes, but surely, God has left it in his word for us to learn from it. Miriam and Aaron have spoken against the Lord. They have spoken against Moses. They have spoken foolishly. They have spoken sinfully, proudly, self-seeking. Had the Lord spoken only through Moses? They'd been against Moses. They'd spoken against him. They'd spoken against the Lord. And God had called them to account. And he laid home to them these truths. He'd spoken to them. He laid it home to them. Home troops coming home hard. And then God had turned his heel on them and left them. But when the cloud cleared, it mist goes away. What a dramatic, what an emphatic, what a horrific picture. This woman there, in this shocking state, her flesh half eaten away, covered in this disease, like snow. There stands Miriam. I would say she was the ringleader here, judging by this. Yeah. It's a strong, definite, clear sign of judgment. Her skin shining in a horrible way. She might be high up. She might be the sister of Moses. She might belong to the priestly family. She might belong to this great house of Aaron, and so on. She might be connected and have very good connections, strongly connected with the high-ups, but this does not exempt her from the judgment of God. There are none so high that they will come down, none so exalted, but God cannot bring them down. None are exempt, we are warned here. As I say, this is extraordinary, but there is a principle here. Notice what a devastating, immediate sense of judgment this is. How powerful it is. How striking it is. It's a miraculous judgment. And there's nothing that Miriam and Aaron can do. Everyone that exalts himself. Luke 18:14. Lift yourself up. Go up to the heavens. And you'll be brought down. You get that passage in Ezekiel. Lifting up to heaven, being brought down. It's a warning. I was reading earlier in this morning, the opening Psalms, and I made a note, Psalm 1, judgment, warning. And then I read on. You get it in Psalm 2. You get it throughout these Psalms. I don't know how far it's going to go. The warning in the warnings in the Psalms, people think the Psalms are most comforting books. Well, they are. Passages of Scripture. So they are. Wonderful. But look at the warnings in these passages. Look at the warnings in these Psalms. The Bible is full of it. Look at it in the teaching of Christ. Look at it in the apostolic preaching. Are these notes sounded today? Are these warnings given in the evangelical churches? Is the gospel being preached in its darkness? as well as in his mercy. You see, without the warning, without the judgment, without the reckoning day, without the accountability, there is no mercy. There is nothing to offer sinners. Salvation is salvation from damnation and condemnation and wrath. Salvation is from the judgment of God. It doesn't mean there is no judgment. Christ bore the judgment. Christ bore the sinner's curse. He was made sin. He who knew no sin was made sin for us, we can say, believer, that we in him might be made the righteousness of God. But Christ bore the price. Christ lifted the burden. Christ came under the judgment. The judgment falls. Be warned, unbeliever, there is a day of reckoning. There is a day of judgment. I'm not talking about leprosy for you. I'm not talking about skin disease. I'm not talking about all that. But there is a reckoning day coming. You can go to the uttermost parts of the earth. You can go even into hell and you will not escape God. There is no place, Psalm 139, where you can escape him. Come to him now. Search me, O God. Try me. Get rid of this wickedness in me. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. This is the way. May God give us grace to heed this warning, to see this judgment, and to know that one day we have to give an account. And may we be found in Christ now, that we might be found in him then. Jesus, in that day, thy blood and righteousness then will save me from the burning lake. Why? Because your blood and righteousness clothe me in the presence of God. May it be so for us all. In Christ's name. Amen.